Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen. Usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free, and things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights. And turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening and welcome back to the show. I'd like to thank our guest from the first hour, Mr. Brian Mercer, with his book, Mastering Astral Projection, The 90-Day Guide to Out-of-Body Experiences. And I recommend pick that book up. Like I said, I'm very interested in astral projection myself. I'm going to give it a shot, and you know, we'll try back in about 120 days. I'll let you know how things are going and if we were able to achieve actual astral projection and let you know how that worked out for us. But our next guest we're going to go to is the author of a book called Death, Grief, and Communicating, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal with Loved Ones in Spirit, written by Linda Drake. Linda is well-known life path healer, teacher, medium, channel, and author who works with various aspects of healing. One of her specialities is communicating with spirits that have crossed over to bring healing to those on both sides. I'd like to welcome to the show Linda Drake. Good evening, Linda.
Hello, nice to be with you tonight.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate having you here. So you are a medium.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. Now, are you, and again, forgive me because I get confused with all the different terminology. You're a psychic and a medium or just a medium? How does that work?
I started out with, when my gifts first began developing, I started out as a psychic, clairaudient, clairvoyant. And as spirit developed my gifts, they then began bringing people to me from the other side and allowing me to communicate with them.
Okay. So you've developed from a psychic ability into a mediumship that you're able
yes.
to do this communication. One thing I'm curious about, and we've had other mediums on the show, and I always fail to ask this question, but I guess I'll throw it in your court. They always refer to spirit. They said, when spirit helped me develop this or when spirit does this. What is spirit? Who is spirit? Is spirit God, an angel? What exactly are you referring to when you refer to spirit?
I asked the same question. When I first began opening up to my gifts, I began hearing this voice talking to me. And so I asked the same question, who are you and why should I listen to you? Otherwise, I would have thought I was crazy. But,
no doubt, right.
Yes. That's what we typically think when we hear voices.
Right.
But as they began talking to me, they asked me not to fear them, that I could call them spirit. And when I asked, well, what is spirit? They said that spirit was the God consciousness. It was the angelic realm, which are the fingers of God. And it is the masters that bring us the messages of God. So when I refer to spirit, it is messages coming into me from God.
Okay. Now, can I ask you this? And again, I don't want to get this into a religious debate or not, but I'm curious, with people that have your ability, how often are you concerned that maybe it isn't a message from God? Maybe you're getting it from the basement phone call instead, that they're just messing with you and giving you what you think. You know, and like I said, I don't want to get into a big theological debate, but I would be afraid that would be a real reality, is that they may be trying to muck with you.
Sure. I had the same concern because I had a very strong religious background. And so as they kept, you know, bringing messages to me, I had to learn to trust them. And they kind of had to prove to me that they were of the light. And the more I began working with them, the more I saw the healing that they brought to people. That everything that they brought was of the light was powerful and comforting and healing and just very uplifting. Nothing was ever negative.
Sure.
There was never any judgment in anything that they brought, any of the messages that they brought to me or that they channeled through me.
Okay, well, that's a fair enough answer. When you're doing this, now, is this something for some mediums that we talk to, they can turn it on and off like a light switch or at least dim it considerably? Are you able to do that, or when the spirit wants your attention, do they get you no matter what?
Well, I try to dim it, as you say. I try to kind of turn it off and be as normal as I can be. But if a spirit really, really wants my attention, they tend to get it. Whether I'm sitting in a movie theater or a restaurant, if there's a spirit around that needs to get my attention to give a message to somebody, they'll be right in my face.
Now, do they sense you like a moth to a flame? Do they know you can sense them? Or are spirits screaming in all of our ears and they just come running when they see somebody actually respond to it?
I'm not sure about that. Now, my husband swears that I have an arrow pointing down from heaven to me because they all just kind of find their way to me. But
attention, afterlife shoppers. We're having a blue light special on Linda Drake. She can see you. Please go over there.
Yes, that's how I feel sometimes.
Yes.
Yes. But, yes, they are talking to all of us, and they're thrilled when they can find somebody that listens.
Now, do you ever find yourself turning away from them, saying, you know, really, I don't want to deal with this. This is too much.
If there's something, this is my purpose in life. This is what I am here for
right at
this time. And I acknowledge that, and I somehow, they tell me I agreed to this. I don't remember agreeing to it, but they assure me that I did. And
it was
so,
in the fine print.
I think it was.
And your mom signed you up for kindergarten. Yeah, you got to be
exactly.
careful with that stuff. Well, now, you're a healer. How do you, you're a healer with what you do. How do you consider it healing with what you do?
Okay. When Spirit first opened me up to my gifts, and this wasn't my life at all before they came into my life about 9 years ago, and they just came in, they miraculously healed me of two major illnesses and said that this was my gift and they were going to help me develop it. And this is what Spirit told me. And that they would bring people to my door. I didn't have to worry about that. And they have. In the 9 years I've been doing this, they have lined people up at my door. And so they told me that I would be a life path healer. Well, I had no idea what that meant. And they just said they would help me find that path also. And so what I do with people is people come to me when their lives are in chaos, when they are ready for growth, healing, finding their purpose, finding their path, they come to me. And I channel Spirit's messages for them. I communicate. God gives us all gifts, and my gift happens to be able to communicate with your angels and spirit guides and your loved ones in spirit. But
see, that's so cool. The only gifts I got was I can bark like a dog and talk like Sean Connery.
Oh, so, but those might come in handy someday. You never know.
Yes, when we run the 1-900 sex chat with Sean Connery line, maybe. But at this point, no good for me. So you've got these spirits that have come, or spirit has come to you, told you about these gifts. Now, you were close to death. Does this mean you were in a, had you had a near-death experience when this occurred, and it was like an opening to you, or can you walk us through a little bit of that?
No. I was dealing with lupus and fibromyalgia. Both of them are very, very crippling illnesses, and that there's very little medical help for. You can take medications. I was taking shots just to be able to walk, and both diseases had really attacked my body viciously.
All right.
And I was in constant pain.
Sure.
And I kept, through my prayers, the doctors weren't able to do much with the medications, and through my prayers, I kept hearing the message, take our gift and we'll take your, take our gift and we will take your pain.
Huh.
And I heard it over and over again for months, and I just continually prayed. And finally, in the darkness of my pain one night, I just said, whatever, whatever I have to do, just take away this pain.
Sure.
And within a week, it was gone. It was totally gone. I could open up my hands again. They were crippled closed. And I could open my hands. I could stand up without and walk without pain. I could turn the lights on again because I had to keep the lights off because of my migraine headaches. All of a sudden, my body just started healing. And to me, it was a miracle.
So this wasn't something that as a child you could see dead people or speak with them. This just occurred in the last 9 years of your life.
Yes. I always had gifts, but I didn't see them as gifts.
Right.
You know, I would dream things and dream conversations, and they'd happen the next day. I would dream about what really scared me was I would dream about accidents, car crashes, things like this, and it would happen. And so that scared me so bad I just
Linda,
turned
you
off.
Linda, you haven't had any dreams about Tim and I then lately, have you?
No, not lately.
Oh, jeez. I've got to be careful with that questioning.
Yeah. All right. Be careful what you ask.
That's right.
but as I was raising my children, I would just know where they were. I knew what was going on for them. But I just thought that was mother's intuition. And so I just functioned knowing these things. I never thought it was anything special. Most of you function in this way and just take it for granted and really don't think about developing it.
Right.
Well, when Spirit handed me all of my gifts, took away my pain, I was in a place in my life where I could begin developing it. I could focus on it. As my husband says, I learned how to listen. We all hear things, but we don't stop to listen.
Sure. Oh, I firmly believe that because I think, you know, we've all had that voice, call it intuition, call it spirit, call it, psychic ability. We've all had that voice from time to time that tells us what's really going to happen, and we avoid it or ignore it, and we end up getting kicked right in the butt.
Yep.
Or we listen to it. You know, I had a similar, I don't claim to be psychic in any way, even though many mediums and psychics have told me that I have some abilities to that. But when my mom had a major seizure in January of 1988, rather, I was driving everybody home from a New Year's Eve party. I'd stayed sober, and every time I passed my mother's street, I had this overwhelming nausea feeling and just felt horrible every time I passed by her street. And at one point, I actually had visions of an ambulance in the driveway. And, I was supposed to go back over to my buddy's house after I dropped everybody off and just spend the night there. And I stayed till about 3 o'clock in the morning and I just couldn't settle in. I ended up going home and, my mom always comes out to say hi to me, you know, make sure I'm home. Okay. And she came shuffling out, kind of winking her, you know, one eye open and one eye closed and oh, okay. I just want to make sure you're okay. I'm going to go to the bathroom. She turned around and collapsed in the hall. So there was something at play that night for sure, because I could feel it all night long. And it was especially as soon as I passed by my street, it was almost like a magnetic pull pulling me to come home. And I just couldn't put my finger on what it was. So, you know, I don't know. I firmly believe we all hear some kind of voices at some point. It's just tuning in to learn. Do you believe everybody can learn to do what you do? Or is it only gifted by spirit to certain people that can handle it?
Oh, no. Everybody can learn it. It's just at what degree you learn it. Because we all have that ability. It's just fine-tuning it. And some of us are more gifted in one way than another. There's some things that I can't possibly do. And there's some things that other people can't do that I do.
Sure.
So it's just finding what your gift is.
Well, now we have a good friend of our show, CJ Sellers, who's a medium and comes on the show from time to time. And she is also... And I, there's a lot of mediums that build themselves as mediums out there, but very few that build themselves as a healer. And CJ does it in a healing form as well. And we watch in amazement. I love my call them the criers because I love bringing the people to the room when we're at these live events to bring the new people into the room and take the old people out so that she can do their private readings. And I just love watching them cry when they come out because I know that they made some kind of connection that was healing and cathartic for them. And everybody tells me how amazing it is to deal with CJ when they do that. So... And that's what intrigued me about the book and about what you do with your abilities, because there are so many people out there right now, especially with John Edwards and Sylvia Browns, just out to turn a buck on the ability. That actually taking it to the next level of actually helping to heal people with this, too, seems like a really amazing thing to me. You know, I want to get a little bit more into that and what exactly you do. How exactly does the healing start? Is it by giving them the answers? Is it just by helping to make the communication? Is that where the healing starts, or is that the entire healing?
It's a combination of things. Spirit uses me in many different ways. Again, I have my own gifts, but Spirit channels through me. They channel a healing energy through me. I am a Reiki master. And for those that are not familiar with what Reiki is, it's a form of healing where you channel spirit in, you channel energy through you.
Right.
Well, I take that Reiki and then take it up a step and channel spirit's energy, which is a very, very high vibrational energy. I can't even explain it, but I feel it come through me. And they've been training me for all of these years and raising my vibration so that I can channel this energy. And I can lay my hands on people, and amazing miracles have happened. It's not me. It is Spirit channeling through me.
Well, do me a favor. When you get Spirit's okay, you can lay your hands on Tim and my bald heads and see if you can help us grow some hair. Is that asking too much?
I've been working on my husband for years. We haven't perfected that yet.
Oh, it's never healing what I want healed. Come on now. But are you doing more of an emotional healing, an energy healing, a physical healing?
Okay. All physical ailments are connected to something much deeper, rooted to something much deeper within the soul, within that physical body. And so we work on finding what the root of the problem is, and we go into that root of the problem. If it is we clear the body of all blockages, energy blockages. And
see, McDonald's food does that to me naturally. Yes.
Well, we clear the body of all the physical energy blockages,
right,
that's keeping the body from healing. And then we go in and help you understand where the emotional blockage is that is creating the problem for you. Spirit channels all this information to me. It's not my knowledge. It's not my awareness. It's what I hear. It's what I hear your body tell me. It's what I hear your guides tell me that helps me understand what you're hanging on to. And then Spirit actually channels messages through me to help you understand what's going on.
Well, without putting you too much on the spot, as we talk, do Spirit fill you in on what's going on in my life or in Tim's life? I mean, is this or possible ailments or situations in our life that are going on? Is that how it works for you?
I would have to just stop and tune in to you, take a few minutes and tune in to you and see what's going on. So at some point in this interview, we can do that.
Okay.
We can look at what's going on for either one of you and listen to your guides. It takes a little bit of time to connect with your guides and do this.
Well, I'll tell you what, why don't we take a break now? We'll come back. We'll talk for a little bit more. And then when we take our second break, maybe we can have you tune in for the last 15, 20 minutes of the show and see what we can pull together. For those of you that are just tuning in, thank you very much for listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town. This evening, our guest is Miss Linda Drake, and she has written a book called Death, Grief, and Communicating, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal with Loved Ones in Spirit. We'll be back more with Linda right after this.
Adopting aliens and giving them good homes since 1953. Just don't tell our landlord.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's Dave and Tim shacking up in the darkness on the edge of town.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life, and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dave.
You bastard!
Dave Schrader, paranormal host.
A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic
paranormal host. Dave Schrader.
What is it that makes you set dip, shiv?
Better. Stronger. Faster.
Run, Ford, run! Run!
Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town with Dave Schrader and Jim Dennis.
Good evening. Welcome back to the show. Our guest this evening is Miss Linda Drake, and she is a medium. She's written a book called Death, Grief, and Communicating, Reaching Through the Veil to Heal with Loved Ones in Spirit. Before we went away, we were talking to Linda a little bit about her abilities and what she can do. And I guess in the last quadrant of our show here this evening, we'll see if maybe she can tune in on Tim and I give us a little reading if she doesn't mind. Now, going forward with the book, tell us a little bit about the book. What are you hoping to help people with this new book that you have out?
Okay. In my work with Spirit, as a life path healer, of course, we work with people's challenges that people are dealing with in their life. So, of course, we deal with a lot of people going through grief issues, whether it's the grief of the loss of a loved one or whether it's the grief of the loss of a relationship or a job, a career, or their health. So we help people understand all about grief and the different stages of grief and how we're challenged with that grief. But to go back to the beginning, Spirit wrote this book. They channeled it through me, and because they wanted people to understand about death. Naturally, we fear death because we fear what we do not understand, and that's just part of humanity. We're taught. Some of us are taught that death is the end. Death is the end of our life, the end of our existence. and it there is not an afterlife. Well, there actually is, from what Spirit tells me and what I've seen and those that I've talked to on the other side. We live many, many lifetimes. That's part of our soul's journey, and Spirit wants people to understand this. They want people to understand that death is the doorway home. Death is the doorway back to God. God sends us. God is with us as our soul chooses what we want to experience in each lifetime. And then God releases us and gives us a body to function in, gives us a body for our soul to function in. But when we are finished with what we came to do in each lifetime, we get to come back home to Him. We get to come back to His love. But our circle of love with those that we've left behind does not end. And Spirit wants people to understand this so that they understand about the soul's entire journey, not just this one little portion of it that we are in this body. So as we, so in this book, we talk about what happens as our physical body approaches the doorway of death, the different stages of death, of dying, the what happens when we cross through that doorway, what happens on our soul's journey as, you know, as we come, as we make go through our transformation from physical body to spirit body, how we can come back and assist those that we've left behind as they move through their grieving process.
Now, do you believe in reincarnation then, or just that the afterlife is just our other life that goes on from there?
Oh, no, I believe in reincarnation. Our soul, God created our soul, and then we come back into multiple bodies, some hundreds or thousands of lifetimes. That's part of our soul's journey, to go through all of these different lifetimes. But we have these lifetimes, experience these lifetimes with the same soul group. This is a group of souls that have agreed to be together throughout the lifetime, these lifetimes, helping each other work on their issues, their chosen issues.
So you're saying like Tim and I have been hanging around together for a millennia now?
Oh, probably longer than that. No telling how many hundreds of years that y'all have been together.
Oh, sometimes it feels like a couple hundred of years, doesn't it, Timmy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
didn't you notice when you first met that there was an immediate connection?
I like to call it attraction.
Yes, he was. We were on the dance floor and our eyes met from across the room.
He dips me divinely.
Well, you know, for a straight guy, we have a lot of fun. So, yes, we did. We had a very strange friend connection, and we connected, and we've been friends ever since. So.
And you just felt like immediate friends. You just knew that you could trust each other.
Oh, yeah, let's not take it that way. Yeah, we did. We had that kind of connection, so I agree with you on that. How about, and I also have an ex-wife. What was the connection in the afterlife with that?
Okay, well, like my ex-husband, when I went back and looked at my many past lifetimes, I had found out that my last five lifetimes I had been with him.
Well, so you were just tired of him is what it came out to. So it's time to trade in for a new model, or did you divorce him? Or did you divorce him in the last five lifetimes as well?
Well, we played different roles in each lifetime. Sometimes we were both male. Sometimes we were male, female. But
see, sometimes I like to dress up like the naughty cheerleader, and Tim likes to be the. Oh, wait a minute. We're not talking about those kind of roles, are we? Anyway, anyway. So you were doing different.
We played different roles in each other's lives.
Okay.
But we were to get. We've been together in at least 12, but in five of them we were married. So I wanted to make sure that I finished in this lifetime all the karma that I had with him.
You're drawing the line in the sand. Listen, 12 lifetimes is more than enough, man.
Yes.
Well, how do you know that that's how many lifetimes you've had with this person? How do you reach through that veil to find that information out, or is that just what Spirit has told you?
I went back into my Akashic records and worked with it from that direction. I also did past life regression work with somebody to help me go back and see what my issues were with this person, what unfinished business that I came into this lifetime to complete. And so I reviewed it, I worked on it, and I came to a forgiveness with everything that was created between us in all of our lifetimes.
So I got to get to the etheric point where I'm willing to forgive. I see.
Yes.
That's my hang-up. All right. So I'm going to be stuck with this woman a couple more lifetimes unless I forgive her now, huh?
Exactly.
All right. I forgive you.
But you have to understand what it is you're forgiving her for.
Being a real pain in the ass. Isn't that what we're forgiving them for? Is there more to it, Linda?
There's a little bit more to it than that.
You're making this job a lot harder. I want you to know that.
Well, before you came into this lifetime, you planned what issues you wanted to work on. And then you picked the soul that you wanted to work on those issues with. And so she was the party that agreed to participate with you in this. And so you have to really appreciate her volunteering for that duty.
That's funny.
So y'all working together to help each other work on your issues. When you can move forward from what was created in that relationship and find a forgiveness for her and forgive yourself for what you created in her life, then you know you've got that issue down and you can move on to the next one.
Okay. All right. Well, so there is hope for me. I can shake her eventually, Tim.
Woo!
I mean, yeah.
Not you, though, Tim. I'm keeping you. I'm never going to resolve all my issues so that I keep you by my side.
Son of a...
That's right. So now, so that's what you mean by the healing part. It's helping to let go of those things and fix them. Now, could I be aching today? Could I get, do I have an ulcer today because of something that happened to me in a past life?
Oh, yes. A lot of the work that I do. Now, my past life regression work is very different than most people's. Most people, when they do past life regression work, they use hypnosis. And Spirit didn't give me the time to learn hypnosis. Spirit, I am taught totally by Spirit to do the work that I do.
Okay.
And so Spirit just said, okay, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to take them back into their past lifetimes. And, of course, I'm the one that argues with everything and that they tell me to do. And they said, just do it. Do as we tell you, and we'll show you how. And so that's the way they do it. And they do the most amazing work with energy, taking people back into their past lifetimes, letting them see what happened in those lifetimes, and helping them forgive it. Because a lot of times we're dealing with a physical ailment that is connected to something that happened in a past lifetime. And when we can go into that lifetime, find out what happened, why we were carrying it, who it was connected to, and attaining a forgiveness or an understanding in that lifetime, we can release that illness in this lifetime.
All right, that makes sense. Now, one of the questions that we just had come up on our board, we have a live chat going on while we're doing the show tonight, and it's actually a really good question. What about the people that are here that are in the middle of an abusive relationship? Are you trying to explain to us that we chose to come back with this abusive person to live this life so that we can learn from it, or what exactly is the reasoning behind that?
Yes. As I said earlier, we all chose the issues we wanted to work on in this lifetime. And the issues that Spirit has taught me to help people heal, they tell me these are the main issues that you choose from. You could have chosen one of them, or you could choose all seven of them. Whichever issues you chose, you would start experiencing those issues from childhood. And then you carry them out into your relationships. I'll go through the issues, and your listeners can figure out which ones they chose by the description I give you of the issues.
Okay.
The first issue is the issue of trust. Trusting that people are going to be there for you, that you can be vulnerable with them, that you can let them into your life without fear. The next issue is the issue of abandonment. This can be physical abandonment or emotional abandonment, or it can be neglect. Abandonment comes in many forms. The next issue is the issue of abuse. Physical abuse, emotional abuse, sexual abuse, verbal abuse, it also comes in many different forms. The next one is the issue of judgment. Now, if you chose the issue of judgment, of course, you would have chosen somebody in your core family to be very hard to please, very judgmental of your actions. This does diminish the child's self-worth because nothing they ever do pleases the parent. And so they establish from a very young age that if they're not perfect, they won't be loved. Then there is the issue of control. The parent controls the child out of fear of the unknown. So to keep the child safe, they're going to control their world. But if that parent's issue is control and the child's issue is control, the issue of control becomes much bigger and actually becomes abusive. So that the parent takes so much control of the child's thoughts and actions that the child never gets to establish their own belief in their own decisions.
Well, see, it's hard for me because, you know, and I'm not calling you a liar, not because I don't claim to have the answer, but
sure.
To me it seems strange that I would pick somebody so obviously wrong for me to marry the first time to teach myself a lesson here. If I'm already cognizant of the lessons I need to be learned, why haven't I learned them in the ether world and then, you know, come back here a little bit more enlightened? I would think I would choose something to make my life a little easier this time around because... Yeah. You know, there's some hardship cases out there, and I have a hard time believing that they chose in the afterlife to have a crap life so that they could learn something from it this time. That just seems so, that seems like such an easy crutch. Do you know what I mean by that?
Sure. But Earth is where we play out our issues. It's where we learn. It's where we grow, is right here on Earth. And the only way for us to grow is to experience it. If you say you chose the issue of, say you wanted to grow, so you chose the issue of abandonment. And then you had the idyllic family, the family that was always there, that was so loving and nurturing, and there was never any abandonment or death in the family or neglect. It was just perfect. What would you learn about abandonment?
I would learn that now I know that abandonment sucks, so let's not go there, and we've had a much better life this time around with everything. I just have a hard time.
It will get better.
Yeah, well, I hope so. That must mean I'm pretty early on in my life then, because things kind of suck at most points. But, you know, that's why I got to figure, you know, I just have a hard time buying the whole, you know, we choose our, because then doesn't that make fate and destiny and God's hand in our life seem so not there? I mean, if we've chosen, you know, if I've gone along the shopping line and thrown in the cart, okay, overbearing, bitchy mother-in-law and horrifying ex-wife and bald, adorable co-host Tim. Aww. You know, if I throw
those
things,
there had to be some light in your world.
I just told you there's Tim. So, well, you know, I've got beautiful children. If I pick them, I'm thankful for that. I did a hell of a job. I just wish I could pick pants that last as long as my kids do. So we go, you know, going forward in that, it's just, you know, that's the part, and I think my listeners are having a hard time with too, because they're, you know, from what we're reading on the board, is they have a hard time believing that they would have picked the person that they spent, you know, a part of their life with that was abusive or wrong, or, you know, if they had parents
had
that were abusive or alcoholics or you know, mm-hmm. drug addicts, you know, would leave you alone while they went off to the crack den. You know, it just seems hard to believe that you picked that lifestyle for yourself when you came in here.
I had the same problem when they told me that I didn't, you know, I chose those people for my life. I got actually very angry, and I quit I just shut them off and quit listening for a while. And then as they began showing me how this, you know, I wanted to blame God. I wanted to blame God for my hardship and my struggle.
Right.
And so then they explained to me that God did not choose this. Quit blaming all of my choices on God. That God was there to support me through my choices. He knew that my spirit had the awareness of my life purpose to choose certain issues to overcome. And I could not overcome those issues if I did not experience them.
Sure. See, personally, I don't blame God for too much. I blame Alex Trebek.
Me too.
I think he's the reason for all of my problems. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Our guest is medium Linda Drake. We'll be back with Linda after this, and hopefully Linda can tune in during the commercial break here and do a little reading for Tim and I. We'll be back with more right after this.
Don't you dare move. There's more to come from the Darkness on the Edge of Town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
For 58 years, Fate has consistently supplied its loyal readership with a broad array of true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, archaeological hotspots, alternative science, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730 or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Hi, this is Russ Clark. If you're a regular listener of Darkness Radio, by now you have certainly heard my radio commercial regarding my hypnosis products. Well, I'm here today to tell you that these products work. These products have worked for many, many people, including some listeners of Darkness Radio. I stand behind my product 100%. If you give it a try and you find it doesn't work for you, you can always return it to me for 100% of your money back. Plus, I'll pay to ship it back to me. That's how convinced I am this will work for you. In addition to that, you can contact me via email anytime with any questions that you may have. I promise this will work for you. So if you want to quit smoking, lose weight, become less stressed, manage some pain, or beat some insomnia, definitely check out my website at www.powerhypnosis.net or call 866-570-3544 and ask for me personally.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between me, sir.
Do you love to travel? Do you love to explore the paranormal? Then join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis from Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show as we take our show on the road. January 14th and 17th, we'll be going to sunny Long Beach, California to investigate one of the top 5 haunted spots in the world, the Haunted Queen Mary. Joining us on our journey are the lovely ladies of TV's The Ghost Hunters, Donna LaCroix and Lisa DeVall, paranormal investigator Patrick Burns from Court TV's hit new show, Haunting Evidence, and psychic-sensitive Chris Fleming from Dead Famous on the Biography Channel. Together, we'll explore the mysteries and history of this famous floating haunted playground. Joining us will be some other special guest speakers and authors. It's a great chance to meet others that are involved in the paranormal and share your interests. For more information and prices, visit our website at darknessradio.com, then click the Trips tab, then click on the Queen Mary. Remember to check back for information on upcoming trips as well, and tune in live each Sunday night to hear a new episode with Dave and Tim and their guests covering all aspects of the paranormal on the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When Dave was a young boy, he once awoke to find himself staring directly into the eyes of a shadow person. Turns out it was just his life-size cardboard cutout of Donny Osmond. Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
And we're back into the darkness on the edge of town with your host, Dave Schrader, and Tim Dennis. Our ghost, our guest this evening is Linda Drake. And she's a medium. Before we went to the break, we had asked Linda to kind of try to tune in and see if maybe she could do a little reading for Tim and I and see whatever comes through, either be past life stories or something that's going on in our life currently. Was that enough time for you to kind of start to get the juices flowing?
Okay, yes. I did ask if I could focus in with your guides and focus in on some health issues with the two of you. And I am connected at this time. Ooh, lots of energy. Also, Spirit says if we have time, they would also like to discuss UFOs.
Definitely.
So that is your option. Who's having the kidney problems? Which one of you is having pain in your lower back?
That would be me.
Okay. They're showing kidney. Do you have kidney stones?
God, I hope not.
I'm just feeling pain in my lower back, and it's right in the area of my kidneys.
Okay.
Have you been having a pains in your lower back lately?
Yep. I fell down a flight of stairs, so hurt my back a couple weeks back, and they think I might have a couple things going on. So,
okay.
I won't give you too much because I don't want to clear up or screw up your validation here, so go ahead.
No. They allow me to feel what's going on in people as I'm talking about it.
Sure.
And so this is like, well, actually, I think you bruised your kidney. I do think you you injured. I'm seeing L4, L5, so that's way lower back. I think you have a pinched nerve maybe in that back also, right in that area.
Okay. I get the people on the boards are worried for me. Oh, maybe Dave doesn't want them to go through there. I have nothing to hide. You can talk about all the issues that come up, Linda. Don't be afraid that you're going to embarrass me. I mean,
okay, because that's what I'm asking them. How much can I say?
I give it all up. I don't, you know. I'm in the public eye. Go ahead and tear me up.
No, they're just saying that, that you've got some bruising there. I don't know how you could bruise your kidney, but you must have really taken a fall off the ladder. But when you did, you twisted something. Okay. There's also, and I think, who's having the problems with their chest or their breathing?
That would be me as well.
Okay. Do you have asthma, or do you get just have bronchial problems come up for you?
Nope. It actually still has to do with the fall that I took. I've been having a problem breathing for the last 2-3 weeks. It actually physically hurts to breathe, so.
Yeah, when I try to take a breath, it's like my chest just tightens up. And they're saying just be very, very careful with your breathing.
Okay.
How do you be careful with your breathing? Okay.
I promise not to take my breathing into bars before it's of age.
Exactly. But they're just saying be very careful with this. Because it does feel a tightness in my chest. I mean, I'm not talking heart attack. I'm just talking you've probably it's just part of the fall.
Okay.
Now, did you break a rib?
According to them, no. But it hurts like hell, so.
Yeah.
However, my lovely and talented co-host has a possible rib issue, so maybe that's what you're starting to pick up with him.
Because I heard broken ribs, so so maybe they're with both trying to pick up on both of your energies. I can be mixing them up.
Okay.
Because I asked to tap into both of you.
Sure.
So they are just asking. They're saying you're not staying in the moment. You're not paying attention to what's going on in your life at this time. And so they are definitely trying to get your attention and get you to focus on your life at this time.
Okay.
They're saying some major, major changes coming up for your life. Time to move forward, time to become much more aware. Oh, I like this. They're saying you are like a sponge at this time. You are absorbing all of the knowledge you can absorb, and this is part of your spiritual path. So this is, that's great.
Good.
Up till now, it's like, oh, yeah, you put it in the file, you've stored it away, but now you're going to be using it for your life.
All right.
Tapping more into your intuitive side, you tapping into an awareness that has always been there, just not fully developed. Who feels the? Which one of you feels the change? Which one of you is sensitive to the earth changes?
Tim?
I guess I am.
Yes, he cries every night about the polar caps melting.
I do, and every time the moon changes, I howl.
No, you're going to be more sensitive to the... let me just ask my question just a second. Okay, you got two different spirits going on here. Okay, Tim, are you more connected with the earth, earth awareness, earth... are you a tree hugger?
Only if there's small green trees that you roll up.
Yes. Oh, God. Oh, that's so sad. No, neither one of us are real environmentalists. We, drink out of styrofoam cups and use aerosol spray for our hair.
They're just saying Tim's going to be much more aware of what's going on, the vibration of the earth.
Okay.
Because we're going to be having a lot of... things, how much can I say? We're going to have a lot of global disasters going on over the next few years, and Tim is the one that's going to know about it before it happens. He's going to have the awareness. It's like an edginess that he'll feel that something's fixing to happen, and he just doesn't know what. But he's going to have more of a, they're saying, an awareness of this, an awareness of the vibration happening in the earth.
Okay.
So both of you are growing. You're just growing in different ways. Okay, who has a foot problem?
I do.
Okay.
That's Tim.
It's trying to rush through life too fast without paying attention is what they're saying. They're trying to push you along. Your guides are behind you. It's like you know, pushing you forward, but not, they don't want you to run. They just want you to steadily move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Is Tim the worrier?
Yeah, that would be me, Dave. He smiled at me and pointed at me.
Why
did he do that? I don't understand why he did that. I'm so worried now.
Because they're saying one of you worries is the detail person is worrying about everything.
Yep.
And you're the one that is, you know, becoming very, very aware. So your guides sometimes get quite frustrated with you because they said, you know, they want you to be in the moment, but you don't have to be in it in every second, being afraid to move forward.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Was your mother a worrier?
Yeah, my mom was a little bit of a worrier, yeah. Still is.
Because they're saying you have a lot of traits that are very similar to your mother's.
Yes, well, we both like to dress pretty and cook.
Oh, you make somebody a very good wife.
Well, thank you.
let me just add, I'm just asking here. Now, who is around construction or something where wood, nails, they're wanting somebody to be careful around construction? No. Any idea?
It'll probably be Tim. We're doing a lot of construction at the radio station, and they're moving it, so.
Okay, because they're just saying he needs to, yeah, it's Tim. Okay, yes. They're saying be very, very careful around the construction. Sometimes he can be a bit clumsy.
Well, thank you, man.
Hey, this is coming from your guide.
Yeah, nice. Nice way to put it off. Could you see being married to her, Tim? You are being a complete pain in the ass, Tim. I'm sorry, that's coming from your guides, not me, honey.
Exactly. I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger.
Oh, man. Do you feel any spirits around Tim and I, you know, of deceased loved ones?
Okay, now, Dave, you have a man around you.
Bad touch. No, what? No, okay, go on. I have a man around me, all right.
Yes, you have a man around you. This man is in uniform, he's holding uniform up. So he was either in the service or in a job where he wore a uniform.
Okay.
Is this a grandfather or a father?
Grandfather, yep.
Okay. He just is there telling you that he loves you. Now, was he a stickler for details?
You know, I didn't know that side of my grandfather as much, but he might have been, yeah.
Okay. Big responsibility issues.
Could be.
So he's trying to work with you on helping you with responsibility, taking responsibility for things.
Okay.
Some money issues. Okay. So they kind of assign themselves to helping you with different details in your life.
Oh, wait, what's this money issues problem now? Go ahead and talk to me about this. Do I need to know something?
No, he's just talking about money issues and learning to keep your hand closed and out of your pocket.
Okay.
That means being very careful of where you're spending money, where you're letting go of money.
Okay.
Huh. Also a car issue, he says, coming up for you.
Oh, marvelous.
So,
ask him if he knows a good spirit that works on cars in the afterlife that can get on that problem now.
Get right on it before it gets too bad.
Now, Linda, can people contact you for help and get readings from you as well?
They can right now. I am on my book promotion tour.
Okay.
So over the next year, I am all over the United States.
Awesome.
I am doing phone readings as my schedule allows. They can email me. They can go to my website, lindadrakebooks.com. They can order my book, Reaching Through the Veil, from this website, or they can order it from any book source. And most of the Barnes & Nobles and Borders have them available in their stores at this time. They can also go on this website to contact me if they've lost a loved one and are wanting to contact them.
Sure.
Just please be understanding that it may take a while for me to get back with you. I am at this time, because of my promotional book tour,
right.
I am, several...
several weeks behind, I would guess, in doing some of your readings and getting back to people.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well,
yes,
you got to give us a call when you're going to get out to Minnesota. And Tim and I'd love to have lunch or dinner with you and say hi.
Where are you at in Minnesota?
We're right out, right in the Twin Cities, right out of Minneapolis here.
Oh, okay. I will be there. I will be in Minneapolis in February.
Okay.
The end of February, or actually I guess that's the middle of February. And so I would be glad to see you while I'm up there.
Well, that would be awesome. We will make time for it. Just keep me in the loop. And for anybody that's interested, again, you can go to lindadrakebooks.com. There's a link for it on our site at Darkness on the Edge of Town. Linda, I'd love to have you back on the show maybe in a couple of weeks when we do some more on UFOs and you can tell us more about the UFO information that you had to share with us as well. Would that be all right with you?
Oh, that'd be great.
Great. I appreciate your spending time with us this evening, Linda, and I appreciate everybody out there for tuning in and listening to the show. Thanks again for listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. Tune in next week when our guests are Russ Clark, the hypnotist, and also we'll be talking to the director of the Penn State Paranormal Research Society, Mr. Ryan Buell, and the producers of the new show that he's working on. Look forward to talking to you then. Thank you very much for tuning in. And again, we'd like to welcome our friends from WNJC 1360 AM out in New Jersey. Thank you, and everybody have a great night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.